This is your show.
Hi, you guys. I'm back, and this is DJ Jeremy Jeremy, and I'm in the booth with Stacy Static from Hot 104.1. I'm kind of nervous right now. I'm going to try not to be. I'm one of her biggest fans. She's been on the radio for years and years. Stacy, thank you for coming to our high school today. We all appreciate it. We all here because of you. So I really appreciate you coming.
Thank you for having me. This is fun.
Yeah. Just to let you know, she is a radio DJ in St. Louis at Hot 104.1 again. But my first question is, what education helped you get where you are today?
I would have to say it started probably in grade school. I had this very spirited English teacher, and I think she started teaching us at like the sixth grade.
Uh-huh.
And she maybe fifth or sixth grade, I'm not quite sure, but she really instilled in us how important it was for us to speak proper English.
Uh-huh.
And to know our grammar, and it made me a great communicator, you know, a verbal communicator, so that helped a lot. So it started as early as then.
Okay. And what advice could you give me on my senior pathway, knowing that I want to be in a career radio?
Continue to do what you've been doing. It seems like everybody knows exactly what your dream is. So, I mean, yeah. When you claim things and you say that that's what you want to do, then it happens for you. It might not be in the way or the path that you intended it to happen, but it'll happen. I mean, you've already claimed it. Everybody knows.
Does Radio 1 have, like, internship programs that, like, I could get into?
I love this. Go ahead. Yeah. Shameless plug. Yes, we do. They've actually switched over to paid internships, so it's not as many positions that were available in the past. So, obviously, they're looking for the brightest and the best, especially if they're going to be paying them. And I think you have to be at least a high school graduate. You have to be in college, maybe enrolled in college classes. But I don't know. Since they pay them now, the criteria to become an intern with Radio 1 may have changed too. I'm not quite sure, but you can find out on the Radio 1 corporate website.
Okay. And what are some pitfalls about the career in radio?
I've been very fortunate that I haven't had to move. In our business, it's difficult to have families and to really rely on staying in one place. A lot of times people move around a lot.
Uh-huh.
But like, I'm from St. Louis, and I've spent my entire radio career here, and I've been fortunate. But a lot of people I know, they've moved several times. So I would think that that's definitely the downfall too. And I mean, it's weird because, I mean, if you don't have ratings, if you're not getting commercial dollars, then you know your company, whoever owns the company, or if it's a private owner, they could change formats without you even knowing.
Uh-huh.
And you could walk in one day and not have a job.
Yeah. People keep telling me, like, radio isn't the best way to go, but I think it's my dream. So, regardless, I think I'm going to still go for radio. I'm not going to listen to what people say. You don't think radio will fall no time soon, do you?
No, I think that it has changed tremendously since I've been in. A lot of people told me that, too. I remember my first GM, he told me, and I was just working part-time, and I was like, you know, I want this as a career. And he was like, you realize you're not going to make a lot of money. And I was just like, I understand that. So, I mean, if it's something that you want to do, the money will come.
Okay. And what does your schedule like look in radio?
It's pretty flexible. Most of the times, if you're just a radio personality,
uh-huh.
you work about 5 hours a day. And if you're, you know, you're full-time, you get full-time pay, you get full-time benefits. But I'm also the assistant program director and music director at Hot 104.1. So my day starts, like, I work, like, from now until I get off the air.
Uh-huh.
So it consists of a lot of things. We just got done putting together Super Jam, which we started in January, putting together this huge show. I would write letters to the record labels,
mm-hmm.
and we would negotiate a price, and they would come back, and it would be a lot of paper shuffling until we got, you know, the artist that we wanted.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it's a lot that goes on behind the scenes in radio that I'm a part of that people may not know.
And you don't have to be big, like, at a university. You don't have to go to a university just to be on radio, do you? Like, you don't have to have all these good grades and all that just to be
no,
on radio, right?
No. It's not necessary. I think the main thing that you have to have is hustle. I think that you have to keep in mind that as a radio personality, a lot of people get into wanting to be in the radio. And what you have to understand is that we're salespeople. Mm-hmm. We're there to sell a lifestyle. We're there to sell a product. A lot of those endorsements that I get on the radio station, they come directly to me because I have built up the ability to be able to sell products. I mean, and that's where the money comes in when you're a radio personality. You want those endorsements. You want companies to say, hey, I want her to be on the air saying she uses my product, and they're going to pay you extra money to do that.
Yeah, because now we know your voice. I work at City Gear, too, over in Overland Plaza. So when your voice come on, it's like, oh, my gosh, it's Stacey Steady. Like, we were just talking about you the other day. Yeah, you have a real impact in my life.
So you have two jobs?
Yeah.
And you do this?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I try my hardest.
I think you'll be fine, Jeremy.
So to get the internship, though, I go on the High 104.1 corporate website.
It's the Radio 1, like Radio1.com.
Okay. And I just fill out the application for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm a little nervous right now.
Is that why he had me come up here?
No.
I don't hire the interns, but
no, this
I'm sure I can have some influence, Jeremy.
No.
I mean.
No. I'm sorry. I'm just a little.
No, you're good. You're good. No, it should right be. Now. He should be.
So right now I'm going to play a song, like take a break and play a song for you guys out there. And this is KRHS 90.1. Radioactive Radio broadcasting from Overland, Missouri. And we're going to leave you guys with Nelly Air Force One. All right, and we back. And this is DJ Jeremy Germ, and I'm in the booth with...
Static.
We just love to hear your voice. Stacey Static. Another problem with me, I need a new DJ name, DJ Jeremy Germ. I don't think that's working, and like, I've been looking, and
is
like...
Is it Jeremy? What are you saying?
My real name is Jeremy, but... Everybody called me like DJ Jeremy Germ, and it's not working.
Germ?
Yeah, like
yeah, that's a little frightful.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, and I don't have no clue on like
Jay
another.
Jay Phipps.
Jay, but how? I gotta say DJ in front of it, right?
No,
I don't.
No, I don't say DJ Stacey Static. Jay Phipps. It's Jay Phipps on your radio, son.
Jay Phipps on your radio, son.
Oh,
I like
goodness,
it. Oh
up,
my God, it is.
Guy. Are y'all having fun out there? Okay, good. All right. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Look yourself. Anyways. Okay, now we got the education questions off. Now I want to know some fun stuff about being on Hot 104.1. Like what keep you waking up every morning?
To get on the radio. I like to talk. I like to run my mouth.
Yeah,
I like to look on the internet and find out what's going on with people now that, you know, talking about Jay-Z and his 5% of medallion that he's been sporting. I mean, I like to read articles and then regurgitate the information to my listeners and blog about it on our website. I mean, it's fun to me.
Yeah. But how is it like being a local celebrity around St. Louis? You are. Like, you can't even, like...
I think like, that I'm just now starting to become used to it. Because, like, I mean, Ms. McIntosh just came in here. Me and her have been friends since we were kids.
Yeah,
I mean,
just, so, yeah.
And I'm still just... Kim to her. I mean, that's my real name. There you go. It's out of the bag. I'm Kim. So it's just weird because I'm from here. I haven't had to like reinvent myself in a whole nother city. I'm still from here. That's how I know who knows me. Like,
yeah.
If they say my name and I'm like, oh, hey.
Because it's like, now that I think about it, Miss McIntosh, when I told her I wanted to be a radio DJ, she said, okay, I know Stacey Stack. Now that I think about it, like she actually said that. And like, I didn't think it wasn't like I didn't believe her. It was like, she just said it without a doubt,
yeah.
Like it would.
Yeah.
I know Stacey Static. Like, we're cool type stuff. But what's some more questions that everyone else would like to know? If y'all want some questions, how about y'all can call into the radio station, which is 423-7111. We had troubles earlier today. But is it fun working with other DJs at the radio station?
It is. I work with a zany group of people. Everybody's super cool.
DJ Cut and Don Juan, and his name is Big Daddy.
D. We Big call D. him Big D.
Okay.
Big Daddy.
That's what he told me. Like when, like never. I asked him, I was like, yeah, what's your name, sir? He's like Big Daddy. I mean Big D. Like that's what he.
That's hilarious. No, I call him Big D.
Okay.
Not Big Daddy.
And the lady at the front desk, she's fun too.
That's Mama
like,
Jackie.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's
fun.
She's part of the crew.
She sounds like she can be on the radio though.
Yes. She's done commercials. You've probably heard him. Oh, we got a call.
We got a call already. Carrie. okay, somebody's being funny, prank calling us.
They hung up?
They hung up the phone like that.
Nah, they just got scared. They want to ask the question.
Anyways, we're not going to keep here for long, Stacy. We know you have plenty of things to do today.
Right, right.
But I do want to thank you for coming out.
So what does that mean? The class is over?
The class is leaving. I'm not leaving at all. I'm staying on the radio. But, like, I don't know. I don't know how long you can be here. That's what
I'm waiting on these questions to come. I was waiting on you to ask me more questions.
Is there anyone in this room who has more questions?
You don't have any more questions? Your phone's off the hook.
The phone is off the hook. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm so sorry.
The phone was off the hook, so he couldn't get the call.
I'm sorry, you guys. Stacy, I'm trying to think of how to say this. Like, I'm dusty.
Come on, Jay Phipps. What it is?
What it is, what it do. All right. All right. How did you start off at 104.1 one more time?
How did I start off at 104.1?
Uh-huh.
Well, I started my radio career at a now defunct station, 100.3, the B.
Yeah.
I started there. I did morning show there, and I did nights there. And when Hot came to town, I knew it was time for me to move on. And they offered me a much better situation, so I took it.
Hot's gonna stick around, though, you think, right?
I believe so, yeah. Okay.
And we have a student, Marcus Jordan, in the room.
Right.
I'm guessing he would like to ask you a question. Am I right, Marcus?
Yes, you're right.
Okay. What's your DJ name, Marcus?
DJ Marky J.
All right.
DJ Marky J.
Can hear myself.
All right, Marky J, what you got?
Turn me up, turn me up. Oh, there we go, there we go, there we go. DJ Marky J. So, how long have you been in the communications field?
I started in 1993, I believe. I did community radio before I went into commercial radio. I worked at 88.1 on Friday nights, co-hosting a hip-hop show.
Community radio? Like, what's that?
88.1 community radio. It's just community funded. It's not commercial funded, like where I work now.
Okay.
Much like this, but this is a school-funded.
And like, I also had another question. So, like, when rappers come to town, do they, like, automatically come to 104.1? Is that what they want to do?
Some of them. It all depends on the situation. We work directly with the labels. Like, and the labels will call me and say, my artist will be in town. We want to come through the station. But not all rappers do radio.
Okay. We have another call. Marlon, did you have a question?
Oh, not right now.
You didn't have a question?
I'm waiting for the call.
RHS.
Playing.
I need y'all to get a speaker phone.
Yeah, I know. They prank phone call it. They think it's hilarious or whatever.
What's going on? Okay, what else?
You have a question, Marlon?
Yeah. So, like, do you guys like deal with a lot of athletes?
We really don't.
It's like,
you should never chew gum and talk on the radio.
I don't got no gum, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I have a strong relationship with Nelly, too.
Yeah.
Like, right. Like, how did that come about? Does he just always come and work with 104.1 or?
Mm-mm. No, he can't really do that because he is a recording artist, so he can't just exclusively deal with one radio station because then that would upset another radio station and you wouldn't want to play his music.
Okay.
You have to play a balancing act when you do things like that.
And how do radio stations, like, deal with local artists? Like, say, a friend who wants like music played on the show, like do we call you or?
No, we actually have a Sunday night show. Mm-hmm. Clearly you don't listen. It's called the STL Playlist.
Oh yeah, I know.
You can upload your music onto the website on Hot 104.1 and we select the music. It has to be clean, mixed and mastered. And if we think that it's appropriate through content and production quality, then we will add it to the playlist.
Delete a download. We're familiar with that. Delete a download.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I usually don't do a lot of local artists on that, though.
Did you have any other questions? Or you just wanted to put the headphones on?
Yeah, I just wanted me to be here. Is that
no, it's not.
It's crazy. Yeah. Like, I ain't even gonna lie.
Turn up. Okay.
It's just nervous. That's all.
Turn up. It's real.
Turn up. It is. But who's going to be in Super Jam this year?
Well, the artists that we've already announced are Kendrick Lamar, K. Michelle, and Juicy J. And the SEO playlist people are Tiffany Fox, Loudy, Keem, JGE, Tef Po. I feel like I'm forgetting somebody.
Whoever that is.
YNR?
I can't think of, I feel like I'm forgetting somebody. Oh, Pretty Tony. Was Pretty that Tony. Seven? I think it's like six or seven local artists who are part of that set. And we have more artists to be announced. Believe me, this is a show you do not want to miss.
We all are excited to come to Super Jam.
Yeah, I'm definitely
who
going to
Who do you
want
to see?
Who would like to see edit?
Juicy J.
Yeah. Juicy J, that's the one.
Yeah,
out.
Definitely.
That's
definitely. Like, you know, he
that's
old.
All we keep hearing is that everybody wants
Yeah,
to
you know, he like, you know, he's an original, like, OG, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. So it's just,
nah, Boosie. If we had to choose.
Okay. All right.
Nah, I'm just playing. Lil Wayne, not coming back no time soon.
We did him last year.
Yeah. I'm saying, is it ever going to be like a Beyonce or like a.
You got that kind of money?
Yeah, nah. That's
Beyonce,
what I'm.
Beyonce and Jay and them, they want like. For, they want like 750 and up.
Production, million?
No. Production costs alone to bring an artist like that. Their production costs are crazy. Like, they, you know, they have explosions and lighting and dancers and cranes. And I mean, when you get into stuff like that, that's a very pricey show.
Super Jam every year, is it all 104.1 though? Like,
that is our show. We put it together from top to bottom. That is us.
And what year did that start, the Super Jam?
I think it was 5 years ago.
5 years ago.
I ain't gonna lie.
I know
went.
The first year was like T.I. was our star. Headliner. I can't even remember. Yeah, I mean, I get them all.
And how did all that come together? What, like, you just, like, one concert? Did you guys know it was gonna be as successful as it is today?
I mean, we hoped. We had hoped.
Because, I mean, every summer, that's the talk. Everyone needs a ticket to Super Jam.
That's
so it's
what,
like,
that's what we wanted it to be. We wanted it to be the event of the summer. That's
just like a complete success. Because, like, every year, that's all we talk about. Who going to Super Jam? That's plain and simple.
Well, good. We love, to hear that.
Yeah. But 104.1, I'm the biggest fan, period, point blank.
Yeah.
One day, I know it will happen.
Okay.
One day, it will happen.
All right.
But.
Y'all some haters. They be hating on you? I know. That's a mess.
Were you having video? Like, you never, like video?
What, like video production?
Yeah, video production.
That? I mean, when I went to college, I think I did photography. I didn't do video. I just recently got into video because, like I told you, the industry that we're in, you're not just a radio personality. You are a media personality.
Yeah.
You have to have a large online presence. You have to incorporate a video thing. So you need to have people in here videotaping all of your interviews, not just when somebody like me is here.
Yeah, that's how it is.
I mean, you gotta blog about it. You gotta be out there. You gotta put content on the internet and then, you know, resell it back on the air. I mean, you gotta use all of your platforms together.
What college did you attend?
What college did not attend? Is the question.
Oh, really?
I went to Webster, I went to UMSL, I went to Flow, I went to Columbia College in Chicago. I've traveled around.
Okay. And when you're a radio DJ, does 104.1 like send you places? Like, it's not just St. Louis, right? Like, you guys can go other places. Like, does Radio 1 send you like to Florida for a concert there or anything like that?
No, they don't send us. Like, I've done the BET Awards about 4 years now, where BET actually pays for us to come out there and broadcast. And they set up a big room like this, or just like that, basically. And all the radio stations are at different tables, uh-huh. And then they bring in the artists. Some of them are a part of the BET Awards that year, or they might just be promoting a project, and they want to get on several different radio stations at one time, and that's an opportunity for them to do so. And so I'll do interviews from the BET radio room, and then they give us tickets to the show.
Okay.
To the award show.
That's tight.
That's real cool, actually. Yeah. That's something I definitely like to do. But, like, sales, like, I was also interested in, like, sales for, like, 104.1. Like, you know, like, you guys' sales department, mm-hmm. how, like, that sounds fun, too. Were you in that, too?
Or? I've never done sales. I know I went to, like, this radio seminar before I got into radio. And that is where I learned that if you want to make money in radio, come right into it. The sales department is where the money is. That's who makes the money.
Yeah, because Megan O said most of the stuff she does for the that's on the radio and stuff, she gets paid for it. So I was like the Dickies commercials, the Work for Less
commercials.
She said, yeah, that's all hers. Like, and she say like they let her do that or whatever. So that money is hers. So that's cool. But I'm not entering radio for the money. I'm entering it because I
and like that's talking. The attitude that you, that's the attitude.
I don't want
you
the
have
money.
That's it, and then the money will come.
I'm just trying to plan it out. Like, where do I need to start? Is my them the questions that I really have? Like, I want to get into it. But I just want to know where to start, like where to start off. I know I need to be enrolled in college, just number one.
Mm-hmm.
But what did you major in college?
I wanted to be a singer.
A singer?
So I went to school for music.
Did that tie in with radio? Like, did
no,
you
just I just happened to end up in radio.
Okay. And you said the first station you was on was 88.1.
I just did that for fun, but... G Wiz, who actually was the person, it was his show. He's actually on Old School 95.5 now as a DJ. But he encouraged me to pursue radio seriously because he said that I had the voice for it.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay. I thought about it. And I tried to get in several times and didn't get in.
But that didn't stop you, I'm guessing.
No. Mm-mm.
And you just kept going in it.
Yeah. Because I tried to get in. I had a friend who worked in promotions at Magic back in the day. And she tried to help me get on. It didn't happen. And she moved away. And then I went to that radio seminar I told you about. And where they, you know, it was like an informational thing. And I introduced myself to the program director. And it was like he looked right through me and paid me absolutely no attention. And so a friend of mine actually got the position that they were hiring for at that time. And then... I think I told you this story before when you guys came up to the radio station. I called the radio station one day and talked to the lady that was on the radio at the time. Deja Vu was her name. And I mentioned to her that I had done community radio. And she said, have you ever thought about doing radio again? And I was like, yeah, I have. But and she was like, well, send me an air check. And I sent her an air check. And 3 days later, she called me and told me I had a job.
Wow,
well, I didn't intern. I mean, I literally did my air check through a mixer. DJ G Wiz recorded me on a microphone through a mixer in his basement, and he put it on a CD for me, and I took it up to the radio station. I got a job.
That's dope.
So
that's a dream.
That's it.
It's so simple. But getting into radio, it seems a lot harder than it really is. Most people telling me it's best to start outside of St. Louis if you're trying to come back to St. Louis.
It all depends. I think that St. Louis has a lot of good radio people that have gone on to do really good things. I mean, Shorty is probably the most recent example of somebody that came up in radio in St. Louis. I mean, obviously, we found him in a contest when he was 12, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And he started doing radio. He would come up every Saturday and do 2 hours of radio with his mama sitting right there and somebody running his boards, and he would talk. And that's how he grew into the radio personality. And then he went on to, you know, move to Detroit and do radio there, and then went to 106 and Park. And I mean, he's a good example of somebody who he knew he wanted to do something, and he might not end up in radio because I don't think he's doing radio now, but he was able to take that and make it into something else.
Okay. That's real cool.
It's a good breeding ground for radio personalities here in St. Louis.
That's cool. Marcus, did you have any more questions for?
I am doing a biography video for Erica Parr. So, yeah, we end up for video productions, but if you need any videos and productions and stuff like that, you can give us a call.
Okay. Yeah. I always need a video person. That's perfect. Thank
Marcus,
you.
Didn't you spot somebody from a radio or something like that?
With Tony Scott and Tammy Holland. Mm-hmm. And KMJM Magic
100.3. Yeah. I'm familiar, yeah.
That's cool, okay. Like, that's something that I want to do too.
Yeah.
Spotting somebody. That was real cool. I already got into that. Is it possible for one day I can come spot you on the radio, Stacey?
Sure.
Like, I love to do that. Like, whenever I can.
Okay. Well, y'all already have had spring break, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
but I have half a day scheduled. So
oh, okay.
I leave at 11.
Oh, okay. So you can come while I'm up there. Okay. If you want to shadow me, that's fine.
Like, we can set that up, really?
Yeah.
that was just so simple. But no, so I like doing announcing too, like, cause I have a radio voice. I have a radio voice, but I like doing announcing too, like football games. Like, that was a real, real kick. I ain't gonna stunt. I got in trouble on a football game this one time. Cause look, they would like Ridden. We was doing so good. What game was that, Marlon?
I'm gonna say Hazelwood East.
It was Hazelwood East. So they catch the ball. Like, it's like 1 minute left. We're losing, and like, one of the football players, Krishan, he runs to the touchdown, but I'm all excited and stuff. So I'm all on the intercom talking about some, go, Krishan, go. And like, the referee turns his head like, who is that? Like, on the radio. I mean, on the announcing system. So yeah, I kind of got in trouble for doing that. But no, I like to talk, like, a lot. Like, I can sit here and talk to you all day, really.
Okay.
For real, if I wasn't nervous, so nervous, I could just sit here and talk to you all day.
It seems like you're warming up now.
Now I am.
You're doing okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But again, I do like thanking you for coming, because you really didn't have to do that. Like, when you got, I was at work and like, I was cooking. I was, that's not funny. The Woofie joke's gonna start again. They think it's funny because I work at Woofie's. But no, I was cooking or whatever, and like, my boss had my phone. She's laughing too.
No, I'm just laughing at the fact that they laugh. It's kind of silly.
Because my phone was at the, it was at the cash register where my boss was at. And my boss was like, Jeremy, Hot 104.1 is calling you. I said, Paul, what are you talking about? So I started doing my work again. And then, like, I ran up there. I was like, hold on, what do you mean 104.1 is calling me? And he said, here. So I answered it. And he's all, like, excited. Like, answer it. Because he know I wants to be a radio DJ. And when I heard your voice, it was just, like, it was amazing. Like, I was so happy that you called me back. Do you usually call people back, like, on often? Like,
I really try to look out for high school students. Because I understand how it is when you're in high school and you really don't know what's supposed to happen in your life right after high school. It's just like, so if you have some kind of idea, and if you want to get into the field that I'm in, I want to help. Like, that's important to me.
That's how I want
to
be.
Somebody has to foster the dream. You have to. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, if it's some grown person, I probably ain't finna call them back.
Yeah.
Because I get that a lot. This is some 40-year-olds. I might want to be a radio person.
Yeah.
I'm not calling you back.
Does Radio 1 do community service or like anything like that? Like, say if like a local church needed it.
It all depends.
I've been asked that question too. Well, people want us to like the farmers markets and stuff like that. That's around the area. Like, they want us to shout them out on the radio and tell everybody to come visit the market or whatever. But yeah, I just want to know that Radio 1 do community service like that too.
No, I mean, we do have a section where we actually do PSAs. We do PSA announcements if it's for a nonprofit organization. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll do that.
You have a daughter, don't you?
I have two daughters.
They don't want to be radio.
My oldest daughter, she does, I don't think she wants to do radio. She wants to, she does like a video show, her and her friends. She created this video show called Project Take Back. That they do, that we feature on the Hot 104.1 website. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, tackle different topics amongst them. They're all like, you know, late teens, early 20s.
Yeah, but your voice is catchy. Like, you never knew that you had a voice for radio, like, while you was in high school, like, or?
I wanted to sing. I wasn't thinking about being on the radio. I didn't want to talk. I mean, I've always been a good communicator.
Yeah.
I mean, even when I was younger, I knew that I could speak well. I knew I could convince people and get people fired up just by speaking. I knew that. I remember a teacher told me that I would be a great speaker for my people. And my mother was offended. She was like, why just for your people? Why can't you just be a great speaker? But that's my mom. So I knew that I would do something, but I didn't know what. My mother just told me that the other day, that they knew I would be something.
Did a lot of people tell you that you was gonna fail or?
No.
Radio,
I wouldn't
nobody.
Have listened
yeah.
to them anyway. No. Nobody ever told me I was going for it. Everybody always told me, whatever you want to do, you're going to do it. Because I've always been that type of person.
Okay.
And it seems to be that you're that way, too.
Yeah. Do you guys get to have your own playlist?
No, not really. I mean, like I said, I'm fortunate enough that I do work in the programming department. So I have a say in what music we play. You know, I get my picks. is normally the R&B.
Yeah.
But yeah, like a big success story that I was really happy about was Bridget Kelly. Because we were one of the only stations in the country that played her song, and it went number one for us. So,
oh, really?
So now Bridget Kelly, she knows exactly who I am. That's me building a relationship with that artist for the rest of her career. She's gonna say she gave me the shot. She's the one who played my first song.
Yeah. But all the Radio 1 DJs, like you guys, you guys have different personalities, but overall, like y'all act like the same. Like y'all cool people. You enjoy working with all the DJs at Radio 1?
Yeah, we're all a team.
Because Janae real cool, too.
Yeah, everybody's really cool.
She, I think I saw her one time, and, like, I saw her at Snooks, I believe, one time. I don't think she know. Like, she didn't even know who Janae was. Like, I said, Janae? Like, she didn't know who I was or whatever, but, like, she was just so surprised that I even knew her. Like, she don't think she's, like, a celebrity, but.
It's very weird to us because we talk on the radio. We don't think that people actually know what we look like. I get recognized all the time. It kind of creeps me out. I'm just like.
Yeah, you got a website, though. StacyStatic.com. Everybody go check it out. Speaking of this, StacyStatic.com.
When Facebook and things like that came along, yeah, people started recognizing me a whole lot more than it, you know, we're not on TV, we're on the radio. So yeah, it does shock us wearing schnooks looking beat up. And somebody's like, Stacy. Yeah, it's kind of. So now I try to put on makeup every time I walk out the house.
What's your favorite hip hop artist?
Right now, I like Kendrick. I love J. Cole, Kanye, Jay Z.
A lot of lyrical music.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm old school.
Music
too,
that so, means something.
I've been doing this a while, so the game has changed a lot.
What about R&B?
Oh, that changes a lot. I like Usher. I don't know. Nobody really moving me. Not new. I'm sorry, Miguel. Love him.
Yeah, I was Miguel. He a big one.
love him.
You like met a lot of people though.
Met a lot of people.
Wiz Khalifa.
Love Wiz Khalifa.
Was it ASAP Rocky? Wale? Was it Wale that I saw too? You met a whole. What makes are you excited when you meet him, or is it like, oh, that's just like another celebrity, or is you
sometimes,
like?
Sometimes, if I've connected with their music before I met them, like with Wiz Khalifa, I listened to a lot of his mixtape stuff before. Like when they signed him to Atlantic, the girl who was working his record, I never even heard of him. Like she was like, I got this new Wiz Khalifa. I was like, yeah, I saw Wiz. And she was like, girl, I never even heard his music. I was like, you don't have cushion orange juice? Like, oh. She was just like, what? And I was just, she did not even know who he was. Yeah. And I was like, I'm a huge fan. So, I mean, when I met him, I was super excited. Because then I told him, I was like, I listened to you when I was on Bear Rest. He was like, what? Like, when I was pregnant and I couldn't go to work. So I listened to a lot of mixtape stuff. So I was excited to meet him. Some people you are excited to meet. Some people it's just like, whatever.
Yeah.
I wasn't excited to meet Miguel, but then he ended up being so charming and so nice and so genuine and so talented. Like, I'm a fan for life. Yeah. I support anything he does.
Are you still nervous when they come down to the station, or that's just you're just the everyday person now?
Not really, no.
You're used to it, yeah. Everybody. Yeah. I like to meet a couple rappers, R&B artists too.
I mean, once you meet so many of them, it's just like whatever.
Yeah.
And then some of them they might not even be around next year. That's what's so weird. I mean, they might be popping right now, and then next year it's just like who?
Yeah. What about everything going digital out here, like? Does that affect how many ratings you guys get from?
Our rating system has actually changed. It used to be where people would have to write in diaries, and they would have to write in the stations that they listen to on a piece of paper and mail it back in. And now they have these things called personal people meters. A lot of urban stations were hurt when the PPM system came into play. But we've been very fortunate with Hot 104.1. Consistently, we've been number one for like the past 2 years. We may drop out of the top three maybe once or twice, but consistently over the last 2 years, we've been doing really, really well. So it hasn't affected us that way.
What about, do you guys accept newly requested DJs? Like, say if I wanted to be a DJ, where, like, how does that work? Like, I'm trying to figure out.
You're trying to get a job.
No, I'm not trying to get a job. I'm asking, like, is it a new DJ? Because, like, I know you guys been on the radio for years and years and years.
Do we have any new personalities?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we have Princess Storm. She works Fridays and Saturday evenings. And we have DJ Cinnamon.
Oh, yeah.
And we have Megan O.
Yeah.
You know, these are people who are on the come up.
Okay.
I think that we need a male, though. We need a...
A male?
We do need a man.
Of course.
We need a young man.
That's what I am, a young man. In the making. But I really appreciate you coming, Stacy. My teacher is giving me the heads up, like, okay, like, but yeah, I really appreciate you coming. Shout out to Stacy Static. Everybody go visit her website, you guys, stacystatic.com.
And that's STACISTATIC. And you can follow me on Instagram, The Real Stacy Static, or Twitter and Facebook, it's just Stacy Static.
Stacy Static. Again, thank you for coming, Stacy. And we're going to leave. This is KRHS 90.1 Radioactive Radio, broadcasting from Overland, Missouri. And we're going to leave you with Nelly, Heart of a Champion.